Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just tuned in to the greatest football recruiting talk radio show in the world. It's T.A. Scouting Scoop, an NCAA certified scouting service that gives you the legit football recruiting scoop in the Central Texas area. T.A. has over 15 years of experience in the sporting recruiting arena and has assisted hundreds of student athletes to be recruited by collegiate sports programs. With a strong social work background, he believes that education is the vehicle to fulfill dreams for student athletes. Now, let's welcome T.A.
All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. This is T.A. of T.A. Scouting Scoop, the one who is always tenacious and audacious in the Central Texas area football recruiting game with a legit scoop each time we're blogging or live on the air. Folks, we are back after about a 45-day hiatus. And just in time before the real season of football begins, we're through with all those scrimmages, those meaningless scrimmages, finally. And, man, game time starts this upcoming Thursday, Friday, and Saturday for numerous high school football teams across the state of Texas, but, of course, primarily in Central Texas is what we are always pulling for. What's even better news, school starts tomorrow at many places in Central Texas and throughout the state of Texas. So many of us parents and grown-ups will be the happiest people on this place we call planet Earth. So, again, woo, yes, the summertime's over. Those kids can get out the house and be doing something constructive all day long by being in school. All right, student-athletes, of course, take your classes serious. Class is serious. Like I said before, if you take care of your business off the field and remain confident in yourself and your abilities, I have no doubt that your time will come if you're one of those prospects who have yet to receive your first scholarship offer. So, again, make sure you're always going hard every day in practice. Never let up on the field. Make sure you're hitting those books hard and always do something extra. You just never know what doing something extra may do for you. Number one, it can keep you out of trouble. But number two, you need to have that Michael Jordan workout mentality, meaning that when everybody else is out partying and having a good time, hey, you're at home doing push-ups, sit-ups, doing whatever you can to help keep your body in good shape and keeping your body ready for the next day of practice, the next game, et cetera. So always display that insatiable appetite to always want to get better. Well, tonight we have a special guest, a Syntex legend in his own right and a Syntex legend, period. John Brown, formerly of Ellison High School in Killeen, Texas, a guy who can tell you firsthand on what it means to be a military kid and have to deal with that transition. So for all of you all out there who are unaware, we do have that particular element that occurs in the Central Texas area, and we have a guy tonight to talk about how such a situation affected him when he was growing up. All right. As always, this is going to be a great convo, and please, please listen in and take notes. Immediately after the broadcast, go to our blog page, syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com. That's syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com to see this young man's profile and also to be able to hear this radio broadcast in its entirety as many times as you'd like to hear it again. Follow us on Twitter at THScoutingScoop with the popular hashtags of football recruiting and also Syntex football. Whenever you see one of these hashtags, you will usually see tweets associated with TA Scouting Scoop along with it. Friend requests on Facebook, TA's Syntex Football Prospects. That's three words, TA's Syntex, last word, Football Prospects. And we'll be sure to add you as a friend. Remember to go on our website and order your copy of our Summer One magazine that recently came out, the Summer One magazine. It's available in paperback format currently, and hopefully soon, within the next day or so, we'll be able to have it in digital format for you. But again, go on there and you'll see our prospects throughout the Central Texas area and the various write-ups we have on a select number of prospects that have been doing some good things on and off the field. All right. Last but not least, for any of our business men, business women out there that would like to advertise, we'd like to invite you to advertise either on our radio show, our blog site, or in our magazine, just to help us to further illuminate the student athletes that we cover and also to help further build on your brand as well as a business. But again, feel free to contact us either via social media or email thscoutandscoop@gmail.com, thscoutandscoop@gmail.com, and we'll be able to assist you accordingly in helping you be able to advertise on any one of our three media outlets. Well, we're going to take a short commercial break, and without further ado, we'll bring on our very special guest of this evening, Mr. John Brown. So be there or be square.
Are you in need of an attorney? Do you have some legal questions that you just can't seem to find an answer to? Well, your first call should be to the Robertson Law Firm. We offer legal services in the practice areas of business law, employment law, civil law, including personal injury, criminal law, family law, and wills. We are your one-stop shop for legal issues within the state of Texas, with our principal place of business in Houston. Call the Robertson Law Firm at 832-287-8683 or visit us online at www.robertsonfirm.com. That's www.robersonfirm.com. Don't face the legal system alone.
All right, and that's the Robertson Law Firm located in Houston, Texas. But hey, as you heard on the show, they represent clientele statewide throughout the Lone Star State. All right, without further ado, I'd like to welcome to the show this evening Mr. John Brown. JB, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing, man?
Hey, man, I'm great. I appreciate you taking time out your busy schedule to come and converse with us this evening because we have football season on the horizon, as I previously said, and you're one of the legends that these young people can learn from that came through this 600-mile radius that we call Central Texas.
All right, I appreciate the accolades. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Not a problem. Now, as I said, JB, on the show, for all our listeners out there that's tuning in, of course, we're talking about how the military can affect the student-athlete with the transitions that your parents have to go through as far as moving from base to base. And when you've already established your name as a student-athlete, well, I want student-athletes to be able to hear your story, of course. So we're going to go ahead and kind of give a semi-autobiography on some things that you've experienced both on and off the field. So let's go ahead and get this thing moving to keep our listeners intrigued about your particular story. Now, when I say Central Texas, of course, you attended Ellison High School, meaning that being a military kid, that means your parents were stationed on Fort Hood, but you attended Ellison High School in Killeen, Texas, and played football. In addition to playing football, what other sports did you participate in, and how good of an athlete were you in those other sports, stats-wise?
Okay, yeah, I played basketball and I ran track basketball. Played varsity ever since my freshman year. So I was on varsity my freshman year, sophomore year, junior year. My junior year, last year that I played at Ellison, averaged about 14 points by eight rebounds a game. All district player, so forth. Track.
Oh, you made all district?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Hey, and for your listeners out there, back then when you made All-District, okay, we're talking about in the early 90s when you made All-District, it was even more impactful than it is nowadays. Not taking nothing away from our student athletes that make All-District because, again, it's always a great honor, but I'm just letting you know back then it had a much bigger impact than it does today. But, okay, go ahead. You're talking about you did track as well.
Yeah, I did track as well. But junior year, well, I ran track. I went up and down I ran freshman and varsity my freshman year, sophomore year, junior year as well. Was a All-American by hurdle shuttle relay my sophomore year. My junior year, had, you know, I was All-American in whatever my junior year at the district meet. I set the district meet long jump record, which got beat the following year by Colleen's own Billy Spiller. But at my junior year, I won district, went on the regionals, finished with the top three jumps, and at the regional I just happened to get third place, but ended up with top three jumps in the state and ended up in the top five nationally in the United States in long jump as well. Got a silver medal in the Junior Olympics, so, I mean, you know, it's pretty good. It's a pretty good athlete. Held my own, was on the 4x100 relay team that won Texas relays and set all types of records, did numerous different meets, so I was pretty well-rounded, you know.
Hey, JB, I'm telling you, that was definitely splendid what you guys did back then. For those of y'all who may not be familiar with the Ellison track teams of the 80s and early 90s, but Ellison went on, like, what, close to like a 10-year streak without losing a track meet outside of regionals and state. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yes.
So, again, so
we didn't lose the track meet. Yeah, we didn't lose a track meet I may be a year off, but I believe it was 12 years consecutively.
Okay. All right. And
that's
folks,
pretty
that's big
of.
Time, folks. That's big time.
We went to some of the major meets, too, the Dallas Carter Shootout, where all the big players were, and we pretty much beat them guys and all that, and that was you.
Right. And you guys also were – wasn't you guys, like, voted as national champions one year in track and field?
Yeah,
Track and Field Magazine?
Yeah, by Track and Field Magazine, which is the national track and field magazine throughout the United States. We were voted national champion in 1990. And what they did is they based that off of all the athletes and all the events that we had on that particular team and where they ranked on the national level. And that's how they basically voted it up. They did it by votes, you know, like points, like if it was the national track meet. Yes.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Now, one thing that you did not mention that I also want to make our listeners out there aware of is that you not only made All-American in the shuttle hurdle relay, but you guys set the national record as well. Okay, in the shoulder hurdle relay. So again, folks, all of that was out of Central Texas, okay? I know everybody goes crazy over what happens in Dallas and Houston. I mean, trust me, those are some outstanding athletes as well. But, hey, in Central Texas, we've been putting it down for years. So always make sure you recognize greatness.
Now, hey, I like to add this. And you had this conversation with me. I'm not going to hold you on that, Tony, but, hey, just because you're from a small area doesn't mean that you can't compete on a national level. The only thing that separates the Dallas and the Houston athletes is, and I always say this, is the media. It's the media attention. Now, the smaller the market, the less media attention you're going to get. Now, you know, it's a little different now as far as being on all these social media things. But that's the only difference. I mean, when you keep getting out there, when the national recruiters and all that, they look at what's the Texas top 100s, they go to Dallas Morning News and the Houston Chronicle. That's how they base their stuff off of it. Most of those guys are going to be hometown biased because the only people that they lay eyeballs on are usually those that are in those big markets. So just because you're from a small market doesn't mean anything. You can still get down. You can still compete. And don't compare yourself to what's in your area, all syntax, compare yourself on a national level. And if you don't get out there, don't put the exposure out, if you don't put your name out there and go and compete with those guys, then you can't hold nobody self accountable but yourself. So if you got camps you got to go to, if you got coaches you need to talk to, you do whatever you got to do to put your name out there because the media plays a big role in this deal. Sorry about that. I didn't mean to interrupt you. But
No. Hey. Again, hey, this is strictly educational, so we're trying to knowledge these youngsters on what they need to know and how the game is played as far as the things that they do and that they do best on. Well, we're going to go ahead and take another short commercial break. Then, folks, I promise you, We're going to be talking about nothing but football-related stuff when we come back. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Inspired Designs Hair Salon and Barbershop offers a variety of services for all your hair care and beauty needs. Military precision cuts, hot lather shaves for men, relaxers, smoothing system keratin treatments, natural hair care regrowth and conditioning treatments. Inspired Designs also offers color services, eyelash extensions, makeup and waxing. Located at 3901 East Stanley the Loop, call 254-680-CUTS for appointments. And remember to like us on Facebook at Inspired Designs Barbershop and Hair Salon.
All right, we're back. We're back with John Brown, JB, as his good friends know him by. Syntex legend, formerly of Ellison High School in Killeen. JB, we've heard about your basketball and your track accolades. Now it's time to talk about what you did in football, because this is a football recruiting talk show. So,
yes, sir.
At Ellison in the late 80s, you guys had one of the top teams, probably one of the top teams in the country, talent-wise and team-wise. So who were some of the outstanding athletes that you played with the Ellison Eagles that ended up signing Division I scholarships?
Oh, man, where do I start, man? Hopefully I don't leave out you guys. But first of all, we had Othello Henderson. And he was the number two recruit nationally. Was the number one free safety in the United States. We had Darren Washington, who I think finished nationally, was like number 20 or something. He was a running back. He went to UCLA as well. We had Samaili Alamatafire, who was a defensive lineman, offensive lineman, went to Arkansas. And we had numerous guys that signed with, you know, this other schools, but we also had Vicente Reed that signed with which is now known as Texas State, which back then it was Southwest Texas. And Brian Berry, who went on and was one of the top all-time, I can't say he's number one, but I know he's in the top 10 receiving at SMU, when he went on to SMU as well. And like I said, we had so many guys that signed. It was unbelievable. You had myself, Byron Thompson that played at Baylor, CUNY McLean, Peter Williams played at Arkansas State. It's numerous guys. Hopefully I didn't leave anybody out, man. Wes Campbell, offensive lineman, that played at Texas State as well. Mike Harge, who got drafted, he was one of the number one pick in the second round, that went on to play with the Montreal Expos. I mean, so we was loaded, man. We was loaded.
Wow.
Hopefully, if I left somebody out, I apologize. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, that definitely is a star-studded roster, and you guys definitely showed that in the fall of 1989, which was your junior year. Now, when did you first get on the varsity for football? I know you talked about basketball and track, but what about football? When did you get on the varsity?
I got on there my sophomore year, man, and like the first couple games didn't really play much, and I was in my coach's ear, just telling him to put me in anywhere, just put me on the field. I'm going to make plays. Coach got tired of hearing me, stuck me out there at DB. And, man, I didn't even know what coverages was anything. But, you know, I got out there, Othello kind of coached me up real quick on the fly. And ever since then, I've been playing that position, man. So,
All right. So,
yeah.
So what was your height? What was your height, your weight, and your 40 times? Since we're talking about football recruiting, just so our listeners out there would know, what was your height, weight, and your 40 time for the and playing cornerback position?
I was right at 6'3 and a half, about 180, between 180, 185. 40 time was, I've been clocked at like 4'41, 4'42. Vertical, right at 40 inch verticals, at 39 and a half inch vertical. So,
wow,
that's pretty good stats. It had pretty good stats.
Yeah. That's and nowadays, being a tall corner like that, man, that would definitely have you probably as rated as a potential first rounder or one of the nation's very, very top, you know, prospects, if not the top prospect in the country.
What's funny. I'm sorry, Tony, I didn't mean to interrupt you. What's funny is back then, that was held against me. The tall corner. You got labeled as a guy that would be too stiff to play. at that level. No matter how good an athlete you was, you were held. That was held against you. They all thought guys had to be 5'10", 170, 180 to be able to play that position. So they wanted to start moving guys to safety, not realizing that guys, the receivers were getting bigger, and you needed a bigger guy to put out there. So, was held against them. All right.
Now, your senior – not your senior year, but your junior year, of course, you're the starting cornerback. Is that the only position you played?
No, I played what they call a wing back, which you it's pretty much was a jack-of-all-trades, play some wide out. We moved around. I moved around quite a bit, but we were a run-oriented option type of ball club, and we didn't really throw a whole lot. And like I said, me and Othello Henderson, we rotated a lot, so we ended up doing a lot of blocking, even though we had the ability to go out there and catch passes, but we had to, play within our system. So we did a lot of blocking and a lot of decoys, caught a few passes, that's pretty much it.
Okay. All right. Good stuff. Man, you guys had a monster regular season, man, your junior year. And then you guys, man, what happened in the first round of the playoffs, man? Because I know as a team, you guys had to be thinking y'all were going to win state that year.
Yeah, I mean, well, I don't like pinpointing it, saying it was the coaches or it was this one player. As a whole team, as collectively, we could point the finger at ourselves. I felt like we had an abundance of talent and we should have basically prospered. At least we should have went into the thick, deep into the playoffs. But unfortunately, it didn't happen, and there's no one else to blame. But, we pointed a finger at ourselves because there were so many different aspects of the game that we kind of failed at, and I don't know if we were actually prepared the right way or if it was big head. I don't know what it was, but there were some things that happened, and unfortunately it didn't come out on our end. But it was nothing to be ashamed of. We played against a pretty good Longview Lobos team. Two of those guys played in the National Football League for a long time, Ernest Hunter and Bobby Taylor. So not nothing to be ashamed of. Just keep it moving, man.
Yeah. And they were indeed some really good athletes. For those of y'all who may not be aware of who those gentlemen are, and were student athletes. Now, Permian goes on to win state that year, and then they're crowned national champion. In your heart of hearts, how well do you guys think you would have fared against them?
I thought we would have matched up well because they threw the ball quite a bit, man. They had one of your favorite receivers out there, Lori Hill, who I played against in college. And I think, that was a strength of our team, was our pass defenses. And we did well against the run. But, I would have loved to see that matchup because I thought we matched up pound for pound, player for player. I think that would have been an exciting game. If it would have been played on a neutral place where we could, like Texas Stadium or somewhere like that, and not have been out there in West Texas. So I think it would have been a good game.
Yeah.
Right. And, I think it would have been a good game.
You
definitely would have saw a lot of talent, a lot of future college.
Okay. So you think you would have played Lloyd Hill really well?
Yeah, I did throughout my college career. So I'm not going to back down and say I wouldn't have. So, yeah.
Okay. All right. Understood. Okay. Good stuff. Well, JB and our listeners out there, we're going to go ahead and take another short commercial break, and then we're going to come back and talk some more football, recruiting, military life, and all that good stuff about Mr. John Brown. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Are you in need of an attorney? Do you have some legal questions that you just can't seem to find an answer to? Well, your first call should be to the Roberson Law Firm. We offer legal services in the practice areas of business law, employment law, civil law, including personal injury, criminal law, family law, and wills. We are your one-stop shop for legal issues within the state of Texas, with our principal place of business in Houston. Call the Roberson Law Firm at 832-287-8683. Or visit us online at www.robersonfirm.com. That's www.robersonfirm.com. Don't face the legal system alone.
All right, again, that's the Robertson Law Firm, located in Houston, Texas. But again, like I said before, they do work statewide. All right, we're back. John Brown, Syntex legend, Ellison High School in Killeen. Now, JB, after your junior year, what kind of attention were you getting as a recruit from college?
Well, man, I basically could have closed my eyes and threw a dart at a map, and that's where I could have went to college at, man. I had just about every major Division I team pretty much after me. Didn't have any issues. I mean, I had the time. Miami was one of the big programs, and I had that. Everybody in the Southwest Conference. I had Oregon. I had Nebraska, who recruited me very hard, University of Texas, you name it, man. Harvard, Yale, all that stuff. So,
okay.
I had a
all
bunch
right.
of schools to pick from.
All right. For our listeners out there, we're talking about the spring of 1990, which is your junior year, so you were getting a lot of mail. Now, do you think guys like Othello and Darren Washington, with you playing on the same team as them and them being nationally ranked, do you think that kind of helped out in your recruiting as well, as far as coaches?
No doubt. It's no doubt. It's no doubt that it helped out. I mean, because when they cut the film on and they saw number 9, number 23, they had to see number 22, a big guy out there making plays wearing white socks. And just another tip for you guys out there, too. When you're out there, wear some long socks because you stand out on film all the time, too. Wear something that you're going to stand.
All right, that's cool.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Whatever way can happen for you. And
yeah,
JP, you know, I asked that question. I asked that question in due part to a lot of prospects, like I tell them, hey, man, you never know who's watching. So you always need to be going your hardest. Again, you never know who's watching. Just like with you, the fact that you had college coaches coming to see your teammates who were a year ahead of you, it allowed you to also be seen out there making plays against outstanding athletes that you guys played against on your schedule.
Yeah, I played against a guy named Roy Ross, who was a big-time recruit receiver that played at Waco High. Held him to 0 catches for 0 yards that game. And Waco High was a pretty good football team. They had, you know, Louis Fight. They had everybody. Deron Cherry.
Yeah,
D. Foster. Yeah, all those guys.
Yeah.
So,
Okay.
It's not just necessarily if you don't have no studs playing on your team, but you're playing against a guy that is a stud, he might be a tailback, you might be a corner. Hey, you got to stand out, babe. You know, you got to put yourself where they say, man, look at this guy here making plays. Now, don't go with the hype. There are some schools out there that say, hey, look, I'm not looking for the top 100 guy. I'm looking for a guy that fits my system. Now, you might be a 3-4 guy. You may be a 4-3 guy. You may be a cover corner. You may be a hard-nosed run support corner, whatever it may be. But you may fit this. There's too many schools out there that are looking for athletes. Get out there and play. Don't buy into all the stuff that you're reading, because it only takes one team out of how many colleges that are out there that like you. And that's all that matters, man.
Okay.
Don't get caught up on that I want to be D1 either. If somebody's paying for your school, you've made it. The NFL, all that other stuff doesn't mean that you didn't make it and all that. If your parents don't have to dig in their wallet and pay for your school, you've made it. That means you're a self-made man. So I want to leave that tip out there as well.
All right, folks. I hate to break up the monotony, but JB, you have an outstanding junior in football, a good junior in basketball, and a really good junior in track. And then you get what you may have considered the fatal news that your family has uprooted and moved. So we're going to go ahead and take a short commercial break, and then we'll be back to talk more about some of the downfalls of being a military child that has to transition to another school while you're in the heart of your recruitment as a student athlete. So stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Inspired Designs Hair Salon and Barbershop offers a variety of services for all your hair care and beauty needs. military precision cuts, hot leather shaves for men, relaxers, smoothing system keratin treatment, natural hair regrowth, and conditioning treatments. Inspire Design also offer color services, eyelash extensions, makeup and waxing. Located at 3901 East Sand City Loop. Call 254-680-CUT for appointments. Oh, and remember to like us on Facebook at Inspire Designs Barbershop and Hair Salon. And we'll like you back.
All right, that's Inspired Design Hair Salon and Barbershop in Killeen, Texas, and it's Dee and her crew always keeping the people looking marvelous and beautiful once they leave from their place of business. Well, JB, again, I gave our listeners a little tidbit about what you may have considered tragic news at the end of your junior year. Now, how did that come about, JB? I mean, what were you doing? How did you receive it, et cetera?
This is how I got the news, man. I ended up getting third place in a triple jump, had my head down. My dad had just flew in from Germany, went up in the stands. He told me I did a great job. My mom said he did a great job, just lost by a couple of inches, so forth. Well, I'm sitting there eating some nachos, sipping on a Gatorade. My mom and dad break the news, hey, you're going to be going to Fort Polk, Louisiana. And I like to drop my nachos and spill my drink all over me, man. So I went in protection mode of how I was going to be able to stay in Killeen, because what happened was I was pretty much, you know, taking extra classes in the summer and all that stuff. So that I wanted to graduate in December, and I was pretty much set up that way to graduate in December and try to go out for spring ball. I was going to skip my track season and everything to go register whatever school I was going to attend. And what happened with that is I get to Louisiana, and I'm trying kind of jumping the gun. I get to Louisiana. And my senior year, all I'm taking is mandatory Louisiana high school stuff, like Louisiana government, Louisiana economics. So I'm sitting in class with freshmen. So that pretty much threw me for a twist. My head was spinning. So, yeah, you could just imagine. I feel like everything I had worked for just got dumped in the trash. So I was pretty hurt.
Man, so I'm pretty sure, of course, the fact that you end up going to Louisiana, your parents did not relent on you having to move.
Exactly. You know, my parents, when they tell you that's the way it's going to be, that's the way it's going to be. So,
yeah,
I tried to stay with my friend. Yeah. Go ahead.
Hey, you know what? Man, I tell you, man, I remember when I was in high school, because I attended high school, of course, in the city of Killeen as well, and I remember when we would get guys that would move in from, you know, various places they may have been at the high school they came from, and it was just like the high school coach I had, he just wasn't trying to hear it. It's like, hey, I got my guys out here, and, you know, these are the guys that's going to start. So, man, my heart just really, you know, sank for those guys. You know, in other sports, of course, they can move in and do well, basketball, track, et cetera. If the coach felt you can play or you could run, et cetera, hey, he was going to use you. But in football, unfortunately, we had a coach that just didn't care. He had his guys out there already, and it was just your bad that you moved in at that time. So how does that go for you, moving to Louisiana and having to deal with the whole new head coach after playing the legendary John Beseda?
Well, the good thing that happened, and I didn't even know that this happened, I go to pull up during the summer workouts, and I come to introduce myself to the coach, and he says, John Brown, Killeen, Texas, Fort Hood, Texas. And I go, whoa, how you know that? And he's like, well, I've already talked to your head coach, and he told me that you was moving out there. He placed a call and said he was getting his best athlete that he's ever had in that school for about the past 10 years. And my eyes were big, and I was like, whoa. Now, this wasn't the head coach. This was assistant head coach. There's a story to be told about the head coach, but I'd rather keep that, water under the bridge. But anyways, when I got there, of course, they wanted me to get run against top guy. I ran the guy. He threw me on some routes, caught pass as well and all that. And
he asked me for some film footage, and I just happened to have some from, you know, highlight reels and stuff, and a couple of games he played, and I don't know what made him do this, but he just put me out at wide out and didn't give me an opportunity to run the ball or anything, but he did put me at defense and started at corner and did real well. So I didn't have that, you know, you better come prove it, but I think that they tested me in their own way to see if, you know, was this hype or was this really the real deal. So
Okay, understood. And that's, you know what, man, that's actually a blessing because, again, every student-athlete are not dealt the same cards that deal with what you had to deal with, you know, as far as having to make that transition. You know, so again, I definitely have to, you know, give you kudos on that. And, of course, it's a blessing just to know that things turned out the way they did. Now, how different was the team atmosphere, man? I mean, you came from Ellison, you guys eventually made another run for the playoffs and made it past the first round the next year with a, I guess you could say, a lesser talented team on paper. So, man, how did that make you feel knowing that your team was still successful without you?
It hurt me. I really think we could have made a good run with myself there. Anytime you lose a national top 100 player, I mean, I don't think that you get better. So I just let y'all figure that out. So,
right.
As far as I know, any publications I would put out there, I was the only top 100 player on that team, and that's not bragging. That's just facts and what was printed. So
yeah.
I think that
right.
I definitely could have helped them out. Definitely could have helped them go further. And, but hey, you know, you just play the cards you dealt. You can't cry about
mm-hmm.
it, and you know, God's going to put you in situations and want to see you prosper in. So,
right.
Just play the cards you dealt. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, I'm laughing to myself because I too at one time was a military child, and I remember when my stepdad at the time when he was talking about the two places he may go or get shipped to, and of course, you know, me being from Mobile, I remember him saying, you know, we're either gonna go to Germany or Texas. And man, of course, at that age, I had no geography skills whatsoever outside of Mobile. So I'm thinking Germany's in South America. You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
it's no doubt, man. I mean, at that age, before internet service, before you could just pull up a map, I thought the world was flat. Hell, I thought I had went to the other side of the country, and I didn't realize Fort Polk is right outside of Houston, you know. So at that time, man, that's not your fault, man. It's just, you know, it's what you're exposed to. So
I'll
always say this, Tony, and you're too modest, man. You're way too modest. Man, during our era to the Central Texas area, now they come there because of what was in the past. They know the athletes that came in there. But trust me, John Randall out of Hearn, Texas, all these other people out of Central Texas, Gerald McNeils and all them, man, them guys, I tell you, man, them big schools, you know, there wasn't no time I was born flying in Killeen, Texas, looking for no guy. If you wasn't going to UT or Baylor, you wasn't going nowhere. And that's just the way it was. So guys from our era opened the door, and we took the entrance exam into the D1 programs nationally. And when we
mm-hmm.
got there, we performed. And not just D1. I'm talking about Texas State. I'm talking about Iowa State. I'm talking about even the coaches got an opportunity. Hal Mummy, who coached a Heisman Trophy winner from out of Corpus Cove, Texas. You know, we went whenever we went, no matter where we from. Our heart was from Central Texas, but we went out there and showed them on a big stage, on whatever stage we were putting, was presented in front of us, and we produced. So, you know, Prairie View, Texas State, not Texas State, well, let me rewind this. Prairie View, Texas Tech, Houston, oh, these schools weren't coming, breaking down these doors and clean. We opened the market to that. and it made it acceptable to show, to display that there's talent down here. Now, you just need to get down here and look at it. Because during our era, guys were getting scholarships in track and field. Why was that? Because they was going to Texas Relay smoking these big schools. But wasn't getting the opportunity on the big stage because we would beat each other up. The farthest we used to go from when I was coming up, the Killeen teams would be going to Austin, and that was big time. But that's still Central Texas.
Oh, yeah.
And then as far as we get out to Houston, I mean, out to the Houston area was Brian. And we played against some guys, the Rod Bernsteins and all those guys that played, you know, in the league and all that. And Killeen would smash those guys. So, you know, it bothers me. It bothers me now when these youngsters don't know their history, because you got to know your history. Johnny Lamb Jones and all these guys. You got to know your history.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. Now, JB, now, of course, you're getting all this recruiting attention out of your junior year. You moved to Leesville, Louisiana. And how did the college coaches keep up with you back then? Because, of course, social media, you know, it wasn't available back then, so coaches couldn't just easily follow you. But how did they know where to track you down?
Man, once again, if you're a respectful kid, you're a yes, sir, no, sir kid, and I've been that way all my life. I had a good rapport with my head coach at Killeen Ellison, John Beseda. Beseda, I called Beseda when I left. He told me when I touched down in Louisiana to leave me his phone number because it wasn't no cell phone. It was a home phone. When those schools came down and looking for John Brown, he gave them my number, and they reached out to me. And whatever mail that came through, I put my Louisiana phone number, and those guys contacted me, and that's how I was able to stay in contact. I owe a lot of debt and gratitude to John Beseda because he really helped me out. So I owe that man, and, you know, rest in peace, John Beseda. Here, I've heard a lot of bad things, but I can't say one thing about that guy. But all he ever did was help me, him and his beautiful wife. So.
All right, yes, and we definitely pay tribute to guys like Coach Beseda that did some good things for a lot of the student-athletes, or students in general, in the Central Texas area. Now, JB, as far as recruiting goes, because we got about 15 minutes left in the show, but as far as recruiting goes, who did it come down to your senior year, and why did you choose the school that you chose?
It came down once I broke everything down, I didn't know anything about any college institution. There wasn't no internet. You couldn't go look up anything. It came down to three schools, and seriously, came down to University of Houston, Nebraska, and University of Texas. My mom kicked and screamed at Nebraska and had already eliminated Miami because of Miami Vice. You know, Mama, we believed everything that was on TV at the time. So my mom said, you're not going out there with all that drug dealing and wearing suits and stuff like that and driving Corvettes and stuff. So that ain't happening. So basically, she wanted me to come back to Texas because my brother was at in the Iraqi war and my dad was training to go back out there. And her thing was if something happened, she needed me close by. So it basically eliminated me to somewhere in Texas. And my mom pretty much ran with an iron fist. So, University of Houston, I mean, Texas was great. It was a great institution and it was a great school. They were good at that time. When they played Miami in the Cotton Bowl, University of Houston was intriguing because they were coming off a 10-1 season. David Klinger was, I think he finished number two or three in the Heisman voting, and he was coming back. He was scheduled to be the number one pick in the whole draft, and he was coming back. So I was like, Houston's a big city. My sisters go to Prairie View, which is right down the street. So I kind of kept everybody close by, and I just went ahead and settled in on that, man. I mean, it was University of Houston was they finished in the top 10 that year in preseason. They were picked number three in the country by several publications, so it looked like a bad deal.
All right. Now, of course, we're going to go ahead and keep it moving.
as far as University of Houston, who were some of the notable alumnus that you got a chance to, you know, play with or break bread with when you chose to go down there?
Carl Lewis, first of all, was my jump coach, and that was very intriguing because I wanted to run track. The legendary Tom Tellez, who coached numerous unlimited amounts of Olympians, Leroy Burrell, I don't even know where to start out there in that track. Mike Marsh, so many guys out there in track and field level, in a football level. Lamar Lathan, real good buddy, good friend of mine right now. Lamar Smith still holds the NFL playoff rushing record. He comes by the house at least twice, three times a week. Real good friends with him. Andre Ware, out there on ESPN, college wrestling, Heisman Trophy winner. Real cool with him. You name it. It was an abundance of guys. The thing about college, man, it's not just the degree that you're getting. It's the contacts that you make, man. So don't be afraid. Mm-hmm. Don't put yourself in a little bowl of I'm an athlete, so I'm going to stay in the athlete realm. Get out and meet some people in the fraternities, the sororities. Meet the different minority groups. Meet just be cool with everybody, because those contacts, those are going to be the people running companies when you're out looking for a job. Those are going to be the connections that may have a connection into a company. And those, you just never know where things go. And, so keep a good rapport with people that you meet in college, because you think that your friends in high school are people that you're going to stay around forever. No, it's the people in college that's going to change your life. So, that's another tip for, you guys going to school.
Okay. All right. Definitely some extreme words of wisdom for our youngsters out there that are listening to follow, because this is a gentleman that has been there and done that. Well, JB, our listeners out there, we're going to take another short commercial break, then we're going to come back and this evening, Mr. John Brown. So stay tuned.
Dave Masters Barbershop, located 18 West Ranch Hill, Suite 500. Call us at 213-1176. And check us out on Facebook and Instagram. Fade Masters Barbershop. Come get faded by a master.
All right. The Fade Masters Barbershop located on Rancier in Killeen, Texas. Make sure you check out Mr. Neil and his crew so they can get you faded and tidied up. All right. Mr. JB, okay, we got about 10 minutes left in the show. Okay, you have a pretty good career at University of Houston as a defensive back, cornerback. And it's time to go to the pros. How did all that play out for you as far as your transitioning from college to the pros, and were you drafted, et cetera?
Well, when I came into the league, I signed with the Cleveland Browns right out of college, and the situation was a little different. The Browns were going through a transformation when they're going to be moving over to the Baltimore Ravens and all that. So that experience was a little odd for me. But yeah, I signed with Cleveland. I was out of there. Ended up getting hurt. I tore a patella tendon and kind of shortened everything. Back then, the surgeries where they put a knife on you, it wasn't just, to go in there and clean it out with the lasers and technology that they have today. So set me behind the eight ball. I had Hamilton Tiger Cats. Assistant head coach was John Jenkins, who was my coach at University of Houston. They drafted my rights. I went out there and visited the facilities and all that, and I was pretty much ready to shut it down, man. I never ended up signing with them. They offered me a deal, and I was just pretty much ready. It was NFL or bust for me. And, looking back on it, should have kept playing maybe or whatever, but, the opportunities weren't like they were at this time. Usually, NFL was very rare. I mean, they had guys that would come from the Canadian League, but most of those guys were quarterbacks. So I
I was all
okay.
Spent on going ahead, yeah, get my degree and go ahead and start my life going, man. So
okay, all right, and you proved pretty successful. So as we always talk about having something to fall back on, which I'm glad that you put it up, because everybody either is not going to have a long NFL career or not make it to the NFL for that matter, and make that big money that a lot of professional athletes make. So what are you doing with yourself now? Are you a family man, all that good stuff? I mean, how are you learning as a student athlete now?
Yeah, I'm married. My wife is an administrator in the education system. I own a logistics company. It's based out of the Houston, Texas area. I have three boys. Matter of fact, I'll be at a junior high practice tomorrow. My son putting his helmet on for the first time. I'm a little at odds with that, even though that was the sport to pay for my education and did what it did for me, you know. But, you know, at the end of the day, I'm hoping that everything goes good, no injuries to anybody's kids or anything else out there. And, you know, I'm happy with where I'm at in life. And, you know, I'm just trying to raise three boys and get them going. You know how that is, Tony. You have a family, so you know how it is.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. Yeah. But, JB, man, hey, I definitely thank God, man, for the way things turned out for you, no matter – of the things that could have happened. Hey, everything's happened for a reason. I mean, you still turned out a big success nonetheless. And a lot of these student athletes, the young student athletes out there, I'm pretty sure they definitely enjoy hearing stories like this, because again, you always have to know, it's always good to know of the folks that came before you and how things turned out for them, just so you can know what type of path to follow and what paths to avoid as you're coming up.
Yeah, you're right about that. Hey, I'm going to add one more thing before I get off here. I know you got a time limit. Hey, you parents, any parents out there listening, y'all need to support this guy, Tony Austin. What he's doing for kids, what he's doing for your kids, there's not too many people that will go out there and spend the time, spend the effort to promote and market your kid the way it is. If your kid gets a scholarship, or they get a partial scholarship, or they get anything to where they, even if it's for self-esteem, where they're doing financial aid for your kid and they don't give out scholarships, but your kid's able to play football and that's what gets them through college, then you need to support this guy. So if you got anybody else out there that's willing to pay for some airtime, want a commercial ram on this guy, there's guys out there listening to this gentleman right here nationwide, because not only does he do stuff for Central Texas, he does a lot of stuff side off on the side for other gentlemen that he never does any charging, he doesn't do anything, he does it out of goodness of his heart. So anybody out there listening, to support the show and support Tony, because there's not too many people out there that's genuine and out there promoting stuff for kids right now. Everything is about a business, it's about making a dollar. And we need to keep good guys like Tony in business, and he's a good Christian man, he's a good family man, and he's going to treat your kid just like he treats his. So if anybody out there listening, get an opportunity, whatever company you're working for, you need to ask Tony, hey, how can our company provide you with some type of commercial or something like that, some type of plug, and keep supporting this guy, because there's very few people out there. You have all these recruiting services and all that, but they're out for making a dime. This dude is genuine. Been knowing him. And I'm out, Tony.
All right, JB, well, thank you, sir. Much success to you and your family out there. Look forward to seeing your sons and all of them come up, too. And just appreciate you for coming on the show, sir. All right.
All right.
For all of you all out there.
Take care.
For all of you all out there that are listening, again, make sure you take heed to those words, especially you military student athletes, because, again, it's not the end of the world if your parents have to uproot and go somewhere else. Of course, you know, hey, that's their obligation in the military. And, you know, as a child, you just have to take heed to it and make the best out of every situation. You're hearing a success story here. There are other success stories that are happening as well. So, again, hey, the sun can always shine for you. Again, for any businesses out there that would like to advertise, hey, make sure you hit us up on social media at TA Scouting Scoop, on Twitter at TA Scouting Scoop, or you can hit us up on Facebook, TA Syntex Football Prospects, TA Syntex Football Prospects, or email us at TAScoutingScoop@gmail.com. TAScoutingScoop@gmail.com. Prospects, again, remember, school is starting, so hit the books hard. You freshmen that's attending high school, make the honor roll part of your everyday character and vocabulary, all right? Every grade counts when you get in high school. Remember that. Give your very best effort on Friday nights, and you never know who's watching. So, again, hey, be safe out there, and always, always remember where you get the legit football recruiter scoop from in the Central Texas area. This is T.A. signing off from yet another show. Be blessed.